There's not enough hoes.
And we've begun.
Oh, did we already?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Take that part out.
No, it's good, man.
What do you mean?
All they heard was not enough hoes. They didn't hear the first part.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, don't figure out what I said. I refuse to be figured out.
we are fucking broadcasting live from my depression cave.
Astoria.
Astoria, beautiful queens.
We've come here to Astoria to look after our beautiful boy.
Stav has come up lame.
I'm fucked up, bro. I'm fucking depressed, dude. My life's going to... I'm going to die here.
I can't tell everyone what happened.
Okay, so first of all, I was the only one manly enough, brave enough, to play in the Skankfest basketball tournament. My friends, my dear brothers in podcasting and in life,
yes.
Adam and Nick, abandoned me.
I didn't abandon you. I mean, it's clear. I've been wide open about the fact that I have zero athleticism.
That's right. Unlike me, I'm a great athlete. Damn, you see that? I just actually shot a piece of gum I was chewing into a cup.
Yeah, that's
pretty
disaster.
Great.
That was good.
Anyway, I played in the Skankfest basketball tournament.
The most athletic I've ever been was when I had the ponytail, which is a type of martial art. You can make fun of me all you fucking want. That's one of the key components to being a samurai.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know, they said Samson's power was his hair.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think he held it?
Ponytail? Yeah. What is he supposed to do? Let his power just... flop all over the plate?
Power. Yeah, yes, right. Yes, it's a beam. It's like a focused beam of energy. That's what a ponytail is.
You fucking assholes.
Yeah, Nick used to have a ponytail. And people made fun of him on Twitch about it.
It's weird. It's funny because I like completely forgot about that. And then it's like, yeah, why did I do that? Why did I let that happen to myself?
Did your mom like it?
No, I was in a relationship for like 2 years and like I had long hair and she was sort of into long hair, but she just stopped fucking me. Like, I mean, we didn't fuck for like 8 months towards the end. And it's like, was it because of that?
100%.
Yeah.
I know. 100%. I've had all these insecurities my whole life. Eventually she did, but she was honest about it, which is nice because it's like the whole time I had just assumed she was. And then when she finally did, it was like, oh, then that means you weren't the entire time.
Right, right.
So it's like I found out I was getting cheated on, but really I was finding out that I hadn't
you
been
were
getting
cheated on for 4 months. Yes,
it wasn't
as
bad as I thought. It's like when you find out that tumor you've had, you're just filled with tumors, and you're like, well, it's not cancer.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, yeah, in my mouth.
Yeah, and you're like, guess what?
Yeah,
I just have a giant tumor on my face.
I just have a giant hole in my jaw now.
Yeah, right.
That food gets into.
Uh-huh. Did the guy she cheated on you have a ponytail?
Yeah, he had a sweeter, more luxurious ponytail. Yeah. He just conditioned his hair and took care of it.
He had a gorgeous ponytail.
Chopped to split ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, what if you got cheated on because your ponytail wasn't good enough?
He had highlights?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah, that's the flaw. If you go long hair, you better be careful because it could very easily turn into ponytail.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You get one or two jobs where they make you do that, and then...
And then you realize
the convenience.
It's pretty convenient. Yeah. I was going to say.
You go to traffic court one time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's lights out for you.
Absolutely. Dude, when I had long hair back in my high school days,
I was
a big fan of the little...
You never once put it back.
No, I was just going to say, I was a big fan of the little pony up top.
Yeah.
A little sumo pony.
I would do that shit.
That was a good look.
That's that became like a sort
man
of
butt.
Williams
but you never once put it back behind your head.
I never did, no.
Never.
Never. Really. Sincerely, never.
I guess I should feel
bad
about
myself.
It
wasn't that long. It was like shoulder length, maybe.
Yeah,
so I never got that long.
Yeah, my hair got long as shit.
Oh, really? We're talking titties and below?
Oh, yeah. Down to here. Because I didn't cut my hair for like 2 years.
God damn, bro.
Did you do 1,000?
Looking straight homeschooled. Looking like a mom who homeschools her kids.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's some fucked up hair. That's probably the worst kind of hair is homeschooled mom.
They all have that same haircut, the homeschool haircut. It's sort of
it's
like a
long
bowl.
As shit, and it's frizzy as fuck.
Do you remember
fuck?
that story about that dad that like didn't let any of his kids leave the house for
the ones that watch
California?
Movies or whatever?
Also, no. I got to say it again, I guess, because with the SPD guys, anytime I mention Reddit, there's these people that go on our Reddit, and he's like, "How come he never talks about the subreddit?" It's like I talk about it all the fucking time. I've acknowledged it numerous times.
Did someone say that?
Yeah. There's always just some idiot that doesn't think I look at the fucking subreddit. I acknowledge them all the time. I love the subreddit.
They were mean to the small dick people.
They were, which is like...
Hey guys,
and somebody pointed this out on there, but like, You need to learn how to just fucking enjoy things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, what, you think you're going to make it funnier than it already is?
Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot. Yeah, also, props to Frankie Bianchi for tricking people into thinking he was going to kill himself. Frankie Bianchi,
fan.
I publicly called out not being good at posting.
That's right.
And then he threatened to kill himself because of it. And then some of the other posters.
And that's what you're giving him props for?
Some of the other posters, who are usually better than Frankie.
Oh, my God.
No, dude.
Fell for it. And they said, don't do it, man. Gave out their personal phone number.
No.
Oh, so he trolled them.
He did.
So damn. This
that's
is what
why Frankie just consumed you and took your spot in
what
the hierarchy.
Did he do? Text them.
Oh, I don't know. Probably something stupid.
Yeah. I don't know
probably
that it's a good...
Probably sent them Rick Roll videos.
Yeah, meat spin. I don't know that it's a good idea to be praising people for suicide.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So now our second
now there's
going to
be a suicide arms
has,
race. A fake suicide
has
arms
fake
race.
Suicided.
Yeah.
Look, we've created, or maybe I've created,
you
a weird death cult
yeah.
that we're all a part of. And either you lean in... And yeah. You try to find the eye of the storm, or you let this shit kill you. There's no out at this point.
We should just start a religion. You're the fucking god of destruction and death. I'm like the happy Buddha character.
You're
I'm
sort
smiling.
Of Bacchus.
Joy. I'm Bacchus.
Yeah, you're like fat and eating a lot.
Yeah, that's and then you're like someone who's gay.
I'm like
Adam.
Pan. I'm like kind of a fairy, but maybe I have goat
yeah,
legs.
Yeah, you're a fairy. You're a
yeah,
little fairy.
I'm playing on a lute.
Mm-hmm. You're the fairy of snitching, the god of snitching.
I have a child's upper torso and a goat's lower torso. Uh-huh.
But the goat has a little dick for goats.
Of course.
As far as goats go.
As far as goats go, the smallest.
You're a suckleberry dick.
Thank you for everyone. Thank you for everyone who came to Skankfest to our
Top
show.
Top Sawyer and Suckleberry Dick.
Yeah, that's
one day, Tom was sucking a dick. And then Suckleberry Dick came by and
I'll
said,
pay you to suck these 400 dicks. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the biggest dick of them
Aunt
all.
Aunt May said I had to suck the whole, every dick in town.
And the biggest dick of them all belonged to Beep Jim.
Yeah, that's funny. Hey,
thanks.
There goes Adam doing
Adam's
jokes.
On the board.
Adam's got his confidence back.
I got a lot of confidence from all the really nice people I met at Skankfest.
Yo, shouts out to everyone. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, dude.
They
really wanted to go.
I got to say that they were really, it was really cool to see all those people. And we're sorry we couldn't do a full show. Nick and I did not have the confidence to do a full pod without Stav.
You could have done it.
And then we did, 20 minutes up top, and we could have kept going. We surprised ourselves.
We did 10 minutes up top, and we were running out of steam.
No, that's not true, Nick.
You could have done it with a guest.
We surprised ourselves. And
I mean, I wish I could have been there.
You are our beautiful safety blanket.
Mm-hmm. I'm
but, no, that was it went better than I expected.
I wish I could have been there for the Skanks. I'm sorry I wasn't there, guys. I was planning on getting really high. Oh, yeah, so I popped my... I didn't even say what happened. And in the fucking tournament... I fucking I
jumped
just
2 inches off the ground.
No, first of all,
and then gravity did the rest.
It was a very normal motion, and I just heard a fucking just a pop in the bottom of my fucking foot, and then like a fucking idiot, I played the rest of the game on one foot because I'm a champion. Knocked down a couple fucking jumpers off one foot, no big deal, like Dirk.
Yeah, it's funny. Dave Smith came up to me and he was like, "Yeah, I was the only one encouraging Stavros to not continue to play on his injured foot."
Yeah, I mean, it was dumb, but
that
whatever.
Is that libertarian logic.
That's true. I should have listened.
He used facts and reason.
He was right. I don't know why the fuck. I mean,
you should have listened.
Although it was really fun, I got to say. And now I'm fucked up. I have a cast on my fucking left foot. I can't really fucking walk.
Sav is basically just glued to one spot on his couch, which has kind of a damp ring around him.
Don't smell this fucking cushion. I'll tell you that
I'm not
much,
going
pal.
To.
I got to fucking take a shower. I got to put a bag around my fucking cast and then put a towel on that
I'll put a bag around your cast.
Will you?
If you know what I'm talking about.
I don't. My cock?
Your cock.
The
condom.
Bag is a condom. That's pretty fucking sexy.
Well, where's the time?
We are at, I want to say 15 minutes. Oh, 10 minutes.
All
right. I'm about to go out of town for a couple days, guys.
Oh yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm needing
really
the woods.
Need
I need the woods right now.
Yeah, we're going to a national park. I'm really I need to get out.
A white national park.
White national park. All the user V's.
We should go when we go to that fucking trip down south, we should go to the fucking woods.
Yeah, I'm going to North Crackalacka.
Yeah, you go.
So if you want to kick my ass, I will be in the state of North Carolina.
Somewhere in North Carolina.
Somewhere, just you can just look for me.
Mm-hmm. We'll be a just a car full of Jews.
It's not going to be a car. It's going to be an RV.
Damn.
Recreational vehicle.
That narrows
it down. I'm really stoked about it. Although I'm nervous about, can you drink in the back? Is it still open container?
Who cares, dude?
If someone's driving?
Who gives a fuck? In an RV, there's no laws in an RV.
It's because that's the thing.
That's why you can do whatever you want. You can fuck whoever you want.
The chilling starts immediately once everyone gets into the RV.
Of course.
It's not like you wait to get to the place. Well, there's one sober guy.
Well, then he can drive.
But it's going to be like, to get down there, it's going to be like 12 hours. We're going to have to do shifts.
That's brutal. When's the last time you went on a fucking big-ass road trip?
I haven't been on one in forever.
Yeah?
Nick? You went across America with Brandon Wardell.
It's hilarious. He wouldn't share a fucking bed with me, that fucking slut.
You wanted to share a bed with Brandon?
For cost-cutting measures.
He made you get your own hotel room?
No, we got an Airbnb, and I was like, yeah, motherfucker, we're just going to split a bed.
He made you sleep on the floor.
He slept on the fucking
floor.
That's
such a classic Brandon
move. I wasn't sleeping on the fucking floor.
So selfish.
He slept on the floor to his credit, but
good.
I think he was trying to get me to sleep on the floor.
Oh my God.
What?
Travis Barker almost died again.
Oh no, dude.
This guy can't stop almost dying. Sorry.
Nick, what are you looking at on your fucking phone, man?
Trying to find good content.
Content's
in your heart, man.
It is in my heart.
Here's some good content.
My heart hurts and it's tight from having a little too much fun the other night.
Yeah, Nick. Dude, we all had bad.
You know what? You guys need to stop predicting my death. That's something I can't deal with.
Nick Deathpool?
Yeah, I mean, we all know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right? But just, you know, it's your opening. Let me just peek at the Christmas presents. No, don't.
Mm-hmm. Nick and I were talking last night. Wouldn't it be funny if it ended up being anorexia nervosa that did him
killed
in?
Nick?
Yeah.
I've had this weird thing where the last like 2.5 days I haven't had any appetite. I just went 48 hours without eating and I didn't even think about
it. Damn, I'm jealous.
Just laying in bed,
wasting
fuzzy.
Away.
Dude, it's been wild out here. Since I got hurt, me and Eldis have just gone buck-ass fucking wild.
I think may have gained 10 pounds and Nick may have lost 10 pounds.
That's what I took the appetite from you, brother.
Yeah.
It's because
we need to give it back.
We had some back-to-back nights where it's whole pint
of dessert.
I
was saying the other day, I'm ready for the Chinese to come in and just throw me in a fucking labor camp. I can't imagine how that wouldn't be better than my life. Right.
There's
now.
So many ways.
Your mattress
will be better. You'll sleep on a nicer thing. You have television now, but you don't back in the prison camp.
I just want to be in prison by the Chinese.
No,
it's
man.
It's going to be so funny. The Chinese concentration camp, like Nick with just a full grin on
just
his face.
Just a big smile on my face.
You would do great. Yes. Don't get me wrong.
So I want watching everybody around me die, waiting for it to happen myself.
Yep, but they wouldn't kill you.
Yeah.
Of course not. They'd just break my shoulders. They put me in the fucking ropes and snap my shoulders. I can just writhe in pain on the bottom of a cell.
I can't wait to be a traitor to the America and the Chinese.
Yeah, how are we going to make the Chinese like us when they take over?
Right. Well, they would probably assume you're some kind of deity.
Exactly. Dude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Correct. Buddha?
I'm Buddha, dude. I'm the Lord of fucking mirth.
How are we going to prove our worth to President
Dumpling eating
Xi Jinping? Or
I will be eating. I will be a competitive dumpling eater. I don't know about you guys.
You're going to be a dumpling eater? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they have competitive eating competitions.
Yes, they do.
I'll prove that.
How about competitive shitting competitions?
I'm not as good at
you
shitting.
You go to Coney Island and there's a Japanese guy that just opens his asshole and he's like, what? And just takes the biggest shit in the entire world. And all these huge fat American guys try to outshit him, but they can't because they've destroyed their GI tract by overeating.
Yep.
Whereas that Japanese guy trains for one thing.
What's the hot dog guy? What's his name?
Kobayashi.
You would probably have such beautiful turds. I've had some tough ones, man.
Kobayashi's amazing. He's like jacked.
He's not that jacked.
And he can
Joey
like
Chestnut
squeeze
beats
his stomach.
Dude.
No, he can like squeeze the hot. He's like make his stomach into a trash compactor to make more space.
That's pretty cool. There's that episode of King of the Hill where it's the ring of fat stops fat American competitors. If your stomach expands.
About King of the Pill, and it's the guy that's like, I sell Oxycontin.
An Oxycontin accessory.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah. Or King of the Pill, and he's like, you can come inside of me. I won't get pregnant.
Bobby, go ahead and bust inside of me. I'm on the pill.
Will you bust inside just off rip? No, right? That's crazy.
What do you mean?
If someone says I'm on the pill, will you bust inside?
I always bust inside.
Oh, if they say
even if they're
the pill,
a stranger,
two pumps.
Dude,
bust inside.
The bustings inside I've done in like so many just like, well, not so many, but situations where it's like, do not
crazy,
come in this bitch,
yeah.
Where it's like just an absolute mistake.
You've it's never like, impregnated.
No, never. I think I've got like just fucked up mutant cum because there's been numerous times where women were like, yeah, I didn't get my period for like 2 months and then it just bled horrifically.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
That's the Lord vetoing you having a son.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it's
that's God stepping in.
Yeah. Your sperm only promotes stillbirth.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to adopt a chimp at some point
that'd
later
be
in my
tight.
Life.
Bubbles.
Yeah, just and then, but teach it to rip off faces.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Like Dexter, you
that's
know?
That's so cool.
Because that's yes. why, that's the plot of Dexter. It's like,
that's
you
right.
adopt a chimp and all these people be, are like, no, Mr. Pringles wouldn't rip off faces, you know, so they just ignore that hidden
so
element
nice.
Of the chimp.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start day one and you say, look, you dumb monkey fuck.
Yeah.
I know yes. you want to rip my dick and face
yep.
off. So we're going to practice that. We're going to harness
bad
that.
Guys faces
only people I disagree with mm-hmm. on the internet. I teach it to show it pictures of Liam. I keep Liam in check. The yin and yang of my online enforcement army.
Mm-hmm. Liam and the chimp.
That chimp. I sick Liam on people. And in case Liam ever turns on me, I got that chimp that's ready
chimp
to
in reserve.
Rip all of his cystic acne right off his face.
Wouldn't you be doing him a solid in that case?
Yeah, probably. In fact, Liam would probably look a lot better if his face was ripped off by a chimp.
Oh, that's mean. Is I used
it?
To have cystic acne.
Good. Yeah,
real,
fuck you.
Something real. It was the worst.
You went on Accutane.
I went on Accutane.
Did it dry out your pussy?
My back acne came
everything.
Back now at 29 years old. So I have.
Because you're cycling.
You know, it's so funny because like people think that, and I'm like, not. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I get acne and I have anger problems.
Mm-hmm. Maybe someone's slipping you.
I mean, who gives
steroids.
A shit?
You're getting roofied steroids.
What if someone was secretly giving you steroids and that's why you're jacked now?
Maybe. Yeah, I just haven't been going to the gym at all. Yeah. Somebody's just been injecting steroids into my brain stem while I'm asleep.
Would that work, dude? I would do that shit.
Yes.
How do I get jacked with no work whatsoever? I'm scared I'm going to die, dude. I can't be in this fucking
apartment.
You just
be black.
I'm scared, dude. That's true. That's a good point.
Oh, fuck, yeah, you're dude. Not going to die, dude. You can walk in 10 days, they said.
Yeah, but those are going to be a tough 10 days.
So you got to find some, you got to do like old lady chair exercises, like exercises old ladies can do like while they're sitting in a chair.
Okay.
Like raising your arms up into the sides.
Okay.
Calisthenics.
All right. Oh, yes. Richard Simmons.
How much you been beating off?
I have not been. I've been kind of sad, dude. I'm scared, dude. I'm scared to
maybe
be alone.
You maybe should beat off. Try to correct your shit.
Actually, I'd beat off. I mean,
medically speaking, you probably
should.
It's so
funny how
right
how
now.
Much that solves.
Jacking off?
It's kind of fucked up because I'll get like into a real dark place and I'll just beat off and then it's like, man, here I am.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
I'm addicted
yeah.
to coming.
It's like you're pulling yourself out of the woods.
Yeah. It's good. It's meant for that.
Yeah, yeah. You're supposed to come a bunch, I think. You're supposed to come once a day.
Yeah.
For your
are
cock.
You?
Your cock health.
Is that true? Yeah.
Well, it's going to be so funny when all those no-fap guys just get prostate cancer at like 34.
Yeah, exactly. It's for prostate.
Yeah.
It's good for your prostate.
It's as dumb as if you were like, yeah, this is the no, we hold our breath as long as we can throughout the day. And that's got to be really good for our brain and lungs.
I'm team no shit. I'm team no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that shit constipated.
My friend was telling me about, it's like my best friend growing up. We went to different schools.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me about this kid at his school that held his shit in so long, he was anal retentive.
Oh, no.
Held his shit in too long that he impacted his fucking colon and
oh,
they had to like install a colostomy bag.
Oh.
So this kid had a bag of shit because he like wouldn't unclench his asshole.
What?
And it's so funny that like Freud just figured all that out.
Yeah.
He's like, some kids just hold in all the shit in their ass. Because, you know, they're not developed properly.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Wait, he was retarded and he couldn't
shoot? I don't know.
When I had a
I don't know, but you know what's a fun game is shoving dice in your ass.
Oh yeah.
And then
shitting
them out.
Like a game of chance.
A game of chance. Oh. And you can place bets on it even.
Wow. Whether the dice will come out of your ass or not.
Yeah, and what numbers will they be? And that's a type of bet you can place on betdsi.com.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
betdsi.com, the premier sports betting website that also offers betting on things like shoving dice in your ass. And shitting them out and guessing the numbers.
That's Bangkok style.
They call that Hooverville Yahtzee, baby.
Hooverville.
But when you live in your shanty town, you can't afford a Yahtzee cup, just shove some dice up your ass.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Yes.
And it'll make you feel full because you've been eating paint.
That's
for
right.
Paint that you've been stealing off the shutdown schoolhouse. Anyways, check it out on betdsi.com. Download their award-winning mobile app. It's easy to use. Play, bet, win. You can bet anywhere. They offer live in-game wagering.
That's right.
So you can change your mind on things, which I love doing. I love completely contradicting myself. Waffling, flip-flopping.
Motherfucking John Kerry out here.
Believing in nothing.
Multi-face Kerry.
Remember that fucking board they had him on? Where he was
flip-floppers.
Uh-huh.
Surfboard? That's you.
Yeah.
You can bet on the 2004 presidential election.
You could. You could go back in time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can do it all on BetDSI.
BetDSI.com, bitch.
Another thing you missed.
You guys have picks. Here's the thing, too. When you do the picks, you have to make sure that they're not for things that'll happen before the episode
right,
is released.
Right, right.
Which has been a problem we've encountered.
Yeah.
I predicted plenty of good, accurate things.
Well, I don't fucking know, man. Baseball's on now. The World Cup just ended. My picks were kind of dog shit. I'll admit that. I said Belgium was going to win. My bad. I fucked up. I don't know. What the fuck is there even coming up? Baseball kind of sucks dick.
I think it's an all-star game.
Uh-huh. Bet the fucking AL, dude. Fuck it.
Uh-huh.
It's 50-50. I have no idea what's going on in baseball.
Here's the thing. Either the AL wins or the NL wins.
Yeah. So true.
You know?
So I'm going to say NL.
So it's like, I picked the AL.
There you go.
The NL.
Gentleman's
Those are our
bet.
Locks of the week.
Those are our locks of the week. One of us is going to be right.
Right. I say it's... You know, a draw out the 17 innings, and they just give the medal to a retarded kid. They pick a retarded kid out of the stands.
That's good.
And they let him eat the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get home field for the World Series?
No, that stopped.
That stopped?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dumb as shit.
That's dumb. All-star games in general are pretty dumb.
Well, it's a nice summertime
NBA actually
thing.
Was cool this year.
It was all right. Yeah.
How they picked
home
like,
run derby's
Team
cooler.
LeBron versus Team...
Yeah, that was tight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pick. So, bet that on betdsi.com.
Betdsi.com. Use promo code capital C, lowercase UM, 25 to get a free $25 wager, and they'll match your deposit up to 200%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you slam that fucking money
slam
down.
Slam it, motherfucker.
You just slam your hand right on that asshole. You ever do that? You ever play a bitch's asshole like a French guy's mouth?
100%.
You ever one of those?
I love it.
Eh? Hey, man, it's me, Pierre. You know, like
I
that.
Like,
BetDSI.com. Like, check it out. Anyways, we're back.
You know you fuck a bitch good when her asshole goes...
When it starts speaking French.
That's right.
Did France win the World Cup?
Yes,
they did.
There's a bunch of French people on the train singing, what is it, Allez la Bleu?
Yeah.
I had no idea. They were just drinking Modelo tall boys on the train.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I hope your French ass goes to jail.
Shut up. Not in my country.
Yeah.
Stop it with that language.
I
don't want to hear it.
I saw a bunch of fucking crust punks just take over an R train. They had their fucking dog walking.
Disgusting.
Just loose, no leash.
Disgusting. Get a job.
They were real deal crust punks, too, not just like around here, motherfuckers.
Is it true that most crust punks are like middle class?
I don't fucking
know.
Did
I make that up?
You probably made it up.
All right, whatever. But
I mean, who's doing that research?
Yale, actually, Nick. The university.
I knew a kid named Yale growing up.
Yale?
Mm-hmm. And, or not even growing up, he went to high school with me, and he had a name tag that said Yale at a college event, and I walked up, and I was like, what's up, man? You going to Yale? Pretty good, huh?
You got his ass. Another thing you missed at Skankfest was... Free BetDSI swag.
What?
I got BetDSI hat. I got BetDSI polo.
Are you kidding?
I got BetDSI t-shirt.
I want to rep the squad.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to be coming through with that
BetDSI
shit
dude.
All summer long.
Fuck, dude.
I got one of those five-panel military-style hats with a zipper on the side. It says BetDSI on the front.
Yeah, Adam, why don't you tell everybody about the movie you saw?
Looks like Zach De La Roca. What?
Why don't you tell everybody about the movie you saw?
I saw... Well, I got stomach flu. I watched 3 Mission Impossibles.
Damn, nice.
And then last night I saw a movie that about... It's called 3 Identical Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
It's about these 3 triplets that found each other.
What?
At 19.
Did they start fucking?
And then they all became best friends, got an apartment together in New York City.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking heartwarming as shit.
And then, turns out that the adoption agency was doing this study in conjunction with this Yale psychologist who was a Holocaust survivor on twins, which is ironic that a Holocaust survivor would be doing those kind of...
Yeah.
But he wanted to know what makes it... You know, it was a whole nature versus nurture thing. So he put them with 3 different socioeconomic
families. Really?
And then they visited the kids like until they were 18, like doing science experiments on them. Basically.
What the fuck? That's so fucked up.
Yeah, and then, it was pretty.
Did one of them get fucked up?
Yes. Am I going to get in trouble for ruining a movie?
No.
People
not a
get mad at me.
Dude.
It's a documentary. One of them committed suicide.
Ah!
Yeah.
What? The poor one?
He wasn't poor. Became famous, they all got on like Donahue and the Today Show and shit. And then they were like going to Studio 64.
Nice.
It was like 1981.
They got pussy out of it?
And they were definitely triple teaming girls.
That rocks.
They were like,
respect.
They love to get fucked up.
Respect
and like,
to those
you know,
guys.
Can you imagine? That would be so sick to be 19 and find out you have a twin brother. Like just to turn a corner on a street and see another stop and be like, you fucking rule, dude.
Yeah,
and you go out together.
That would rock.
Triple team girls.
That would fucking absolutely rock.
Damn, this storm is awesome.
Yeah. There's a
dude.
There's a
this
crazy,
storm is beast.
This storm is beast, dude. My
I love.
Friend,
I'm getting into storms, dude.
Yeah. My friend
storm from X-Men can get.
Yeah, just that's what I meant. By storms, I meant black women that aren't disgustingly fat.
My black friend, women with gray silver hair.
Yeah, you know, you control the weather.
Mm-hmm.
My dick off in the tornado.
Dip my nuts in that whirlpool.
Fucking
bitch.
Whirlpool my nuts.
I want to get pegged by a cloud.
Yeah, make
fuck
a big
my
ass
with a cumulonimbus.
Yeah, right. Lower the pressure in my ass so it gets real tight and just blast it open with some thunderbolts.
Hell yeah.
That would rock.
Damn, I would love to be sexually abused
by Halle Berry.
By anybody, really. You know,
you
just
want to
get
a homeless person.
Really,
I'm into that. You know, I keep discovering new things
about
myself.
It.
Yeah,
you'd be interested in being sexually abused by a homeless person.
It would be freeing.
Look at this butt plug looking ass bowl you have.
In what sense would it be freeing?
I mean, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? Yeah,
I see. You surrender it all.
Just being beaten and raped.
Ultimate surrender.
Yeah.
Oh, ultimate surrender.
That
favorite.
Is true freedom.
That is the
You know, I mean, Hemingway said, you can never destroy a man, you can only defeat him. And then what happened? He fucking killed himself by trying to hold that up. Go ahead. Destroy my ass.
Yeah.
I'll live forever.
Who cares?
Yeah,
who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking turn that shit into a little pile of applesauce.
That's like those guys that get really into being raped in prison.
Is that a type of guy?
Yeah, they get turned out and then they're like, that's right, I'm a prison one.
Right, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love brushing my hair, looking pretty.
And then you get out of jail.
Getting my nails nice.
You know, people were like, are you okay? And you're like, I think so.
You go back to your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's fascinating what can happen to a human being's mind.
In prison or just
anywhere in life. Just the way people can be distorted and fucked up and traumatized.
Yeah. Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome's fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, that's one example. Let's see, what else? Hey, the fucking school system. Hmm? That's brainwashing.
Yeah, I guess it's like, I don't know, so much of like maintaining mental health is like having some kind of understanding of who you are and feeling like there's like some sort of consistency to that.
True, yeah, 100%.
So when like your sense of self is so completely violated that to survive you have to just reprogram and become somebody different, it's like...
Yeah, that fucks you up big time.
It just so
just
fucks
just a little cock-loving slut.
Yeah.
You go, you have to be like, I love this.
This is
chill.
Me. Yeah, right.
I love wearing miniskirts made out of extra pajama pants from the jail.
Yeah.
I love wrapping my, making a fucking makeshift thong out of gauze from the medical tent and getting fucked in my ass.
Yeah.
Damn, this storm is about to get buck.
I love
it. Is
twerking for...
Stop, where's the time at?
The time is at 30 minutes. Mm. 30 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I guess I should talk about... whatever, I might just discuss it. So I had that Kilstein roast.
Oh, yeah. I heard you fucking crush his little bitch
Yeah,
ass.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, like, that shit makes me think about, you know, because I don't, it's like, I've taken this hard stance with, like, why are people giving this guy a platform? I didn't want to do the roast because I don't want to be part of his, like, rehabilitation or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I see the guy, and, like, I've never met him once in my
really?
Life. Never met
You're
him.
You're just mean to him online.
I was just mean to him online because mm-hmm. I thought he was full of shit.
Sure, which he was.
And which he was. I mean, that's
he
like.
He is.
Yeah, he is. He's still full of shit. And I see him, and he's like, buddy. And he's trying to give me a hug and shit.
You've never met this guy once.
Never met him.
That's wild.
And he's acting like, you know, we're pals or whatever, which is like, go ahead and dislike me. You should fucking dislike me.
Yeah.
I've like publicly criticized you at a time when it was like there was no reason to do that.
Yeah,
I was just being spiteful and shitty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had, you know, I mean, I was like maybe 40% sure that you were just doing all that as like a put on the... Mm-hmm. Find some kind of place for yourself in, like, you know, your career or whatever. But, you know, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You should hate me and you should fucking be mean to me when you see me.
Right, right, right.
And then, you know, we do the roast or whatever. And afterward, I mean, I felt bad for the guy. So I'm like, you know, good job or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, still like, hey, yeah, great. You know, he sent me a message. He's like, if you ever need anything.
Need
you know,
what?
I don't know. What
well,
I
he's
could...
got a lot of power in the entertainment industry.
You need taekwondo lessons.
He's a real mover and shaker.
Yeah. I don't know. That's been
I mean,
fucking
with
my head.
He's just scared of you.
I don't even know what I want to say
what
about
What part
it.
Of it's fucking with your head?
The lack of, like, consistency that someone could have. It could just... Yeah. I don't...
Or, like, the spectacle of a roast...
Well, no, that's...
Like being like...
I can't put my finger on it, but someone's been fucking with me, like, since that.
That's kind of what you're talking about, though, about, like, what the human
You know what
mind...
it is? Honestly, because it's like, here's this person, and people are going to hate this. They don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
But the honest answer is, like, here's this person that's being nice to me, and I still have this instinct to, like, no, fuck this guy. I'm going to be mean to him.
Yeah, because he's being disingenuous, though.
But so what?
He's
I mean,
being
I still
nice
have,
to you because
still
he's
have,
afraid of
I still
you.
Have, like, an empathetic response. Well, I mean, I don't feel like I'd ever be in his position... Because I wouldn't, you know...
Yeah,
would,
but you're
I
wouldn't
to be somebody for years, and then the second it got... You, there was some
it
heat,
crumbled.
Very few people would do that.
Yeah.
But the position he's in is, like, unenviable. Nobody wants to be, you know...
A pariah it's on
terrible.
Both sides.
But
it's
who
a
te- gives
right.
a fuck? It's his own goddamn fault. I mean...
Tell him, get him.
He's just afraid of you, Nick.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine. That might motivate whatever he's doing, but it's still, like, I don't... No, I don't understand my own impulse to, like, shun and punish this person.
Because you are someone that abides by certain, like principles.
No, that's bullshit. I
yes,
mean, not
you
anymore.
Are.
Not
no,
anymore
you
than
are.
Not anymore than anybody
no,
else.
No, that's not true.
No,
you,
you
have,
definitely
you
have
a higher
moral.
No, I no, I don't.
Don't you don't.
You truly
I really, I
do.
You don't.
I don't. I
Most
really don't.
People.
Well, that's not.
More.
That's not about me. It's just I don't like. You know, I don't know. It's been fucking with me. I don't understand my own impulse to, like. Shut this guy out or like try to
he's
impede.
Not your fucking friend and
he's not
fucking,
my friend but I mean it shouldn't concern me I don't know why
right,
it does
right, right,
and I
right,
guess
right.
you know
so you're saying you should have pitied him
well no to have to
you
well I do
pitied,
I mean I do
pitied the fool
I do mm-hmm. but yeah I don't know just having to, like because you know it's like in my head I know yeah I wouldn't give this guy a platform I don't you know whatever but then when it's somebody actually like you're talking to them face to face and you know, they're continually trying to hug you and be your friend. It's like,
well, that's fucking
hard
weird.
To, you know.
But I think that if you're expressing this, I think that signifies like an adequate empathetic response to like.
Well, I'm not trying to gauge my own.
I'm just saying to a genuinely awkward social interaction between like someone that is like trying to suck your dick because he's afraid of you.
Nah, you know what it is? It's because I have like a big problem with. This, I guess, there's like a cultural imperative right now to shame and punish people.
Right.
And like, I would like to think that I'm not participating or contributing to that in any way.
Yeah.
Even though I'm like going through the small dick problems Reddit.
I was about to say.
Reading them out loud.
I was literally about to say.
And it's like, oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
All the things that, because like that was like a, that was a problem I had with like, you know, because I'm like a, I guess a free speech guy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the storm fucking is awesome.
Nick's on a roll and we got a fucking storm.
I want to go to the fucking jungle, you know, be rained on and raped by tarantulas.
You want to get raped?
Just big ass spiders.
Big ass arms in your ass.
No, you know, I'm like kind of like a free speech guy. And like 2014, where people started like drawing lines in the sand or whatever, there's plenty of like formerly libertarian guys that eventually just became alt-right. And then, you know, we do Gavin's show, and he's talking about how he gives a shit about free expression. And then he's like, trans people shouldn't be allowed to talk to children.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And he's like, why? What am I supposed? How am I supposed to explain this to my children? You know, it's they don't really give a shit about freedom or whatever.
Not at all. Yeah.
And it's like the same thing now where I don't like, and I take it way too far with my, like, you know, where I say, oh, we shouldn't shame this person or address this thing or we should ignore it. But then I ignore that entirely when it's something convenient to me or, I don't know, that bothers me. It fucks with my own sense of, like, integrity. And it's like, well, maybe I have as little integrity as Jamie. It's just put in a position where it's not challenged. Because what you can do is carve out a way for yourself to just have a slight enough, you know, divergence from whatever popular opinion is to seem like you're thinking on your own.
Right.
But you're not really. You're just like slightly pigheaded on a couple of issues.
Right.
And so I guess that's, yeah, I don't know. It's been fucking with me a lot.
Well, I guess the point of a roast is to shame, right? It is to.
It's not the roast.
Shame.
No, the roast. The point of the roast is to be funny. I mean, I enjoy doing the roast.
By being mean, by shaming someone.
I mean, by writing jokes and doing jokes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but like, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I've enjoyed. You know, I mean, Jamie had a Jamie's joke about a cum town is named after my mustache is a funny joke.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, I enjoy being part of a comedy show. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So it's not the roast itself. It's like. No, it's my own impulses, and because I didn't ask, I didn't want
to
be,
not be nice or to be nice.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's like my impulse was to say, I don't want to fucking do this roast. Right. I don't want anything to do with this guy.
Gotcha.
You know, doing the roast itself is nice. It's nicer for me to do the fucking roast than to not do the roast and say, shut this guy out.
Right.
You know, I mean, if he wants to rehabilitate his image, I mean, he did get railroaded over a fucking bullshit thing, but it's also like, he's not actually friends with us, just like he wasn't actually friends with all the people he threw under the bus when he took a hard 180 after he was accused of shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. It's not funny, but whatever. Fuck it. I have a podcast. So I can talk about things if I want to.
But I don't see that as an issue. I don't see your response as a fucking particularly as an issue or showing that you don't fucking like. I don't see that as a problem to have that. Ultimately, you did the fucking roast. You didn't shut him out. But even if you wanted to shut him out, then who gives a fuck?
He's not your friend. Also, if you said you didn't want to do it because you don't want to like be part of whatever he's doing, that would have been fine, too.
Yeah.
I felt like I had to because then I don't want people saying, like, oh, Mullen's afraid to do it.
No, but
that was the only reason
I did it.
Right,
but that's people pressuring you. That's not...
That's not been reality.
Because I'm not, and I'm, you know, I just don't like doing roasts because I think they're a stupid gimmick.
I'd
rather just be bad at stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just continue to do mediocre feature-level stand-up comedy and have sold-out headlining shows where people come to see me and then just sort of do my job.
Nah, dude, the more shows you do, the better you'll get.
I guess, man. I'm jealous of how much you still care about stand-up.
I love stand-up.
I wish I still had that in my heart.
It's the only thing I care
instead
about.
Instead of fantasies of being demoralized in a Chinese prison.
Yeah, instead of having 4-day-old lo mein poured on your head.
Just being scalded by Chinamen. Being forced to clean a toilet with my tongue.
Nah, dude, it's fun. I bet you if you get on the road, you'll fucking enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just doing a couple hours in a night feels good, dude. Yeah. It feels like you're fucking making progress.
Yeah, you seem pretty energized after poor London.
Yeah, it was great.
Seattle.
I can't wait. In September, I got a whole rack of dates that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is cool.
What about this Jamie Philstein? And we fill his ass with cum.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Or Gamey Dickstein. And gay, of course, G-A-Y me.
You got him. And he can't object to that because he's not an SJW anymore.
That's right. That's fucking
right. Check and mate.
See, what I like to do, Nick, is never worry about any of the never think about a code, like how I should behave or just try and fucking, I don't really know. Try and have sex. Although I'm tired of that too. I think I'm celibate.
Well, I'm like naturally bad at social skills, so I'll always be insecure about that. So I like
overthink. It. Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to behave because I'm a robot?
Right.
So I can't.
That.
If I didn't think about how I'm supposed to behave, I would probably be in jail.
You're a lot less of a robot than you give yourself credit for. Like, I think that you have like the right social impulses.
Well, I don't want to turn this into like a pity party or whatever.
It's not a pity party.
You're
but
a gay
like,
bitch, actually.
Yeah, you are also gay. Yeah,
I think
you're also
Adam,
a homosexual
actually, are both
man.
Gay bitches.
This is a problem. When we don't hang out as boys, we have earnest conversations on the podcast.
I know, we should be avoiding
at all costs.
I've been laughing about how you keep talking about gay men kissing your neck and chest.
That's hot, bro. Yeah, it's sexy. It's sexual.
Speaking of
neck and chest.
If you're gay or if you're straight, go ahead and take your pants and underwear off and throw them away.
Throw them in the garbage.
Just the underwear. And get yourself a pair of Mack Weldon underwear.
Oh, yeah.
The most comfortable, gayest underwear there is. 9 out of 10 gay men recommend the feeling of Mack Weldon underwear on their balls and asshole.
They described it like a lover's tongue, a lover's mustache.
Yeah. They have a silver line of naturally antimicrobial underwear, which means that there's little taste buds in there that lick and suck all the sweat and stink off your balls and ass.
In a gay
like
way.
A lover would.
Yeah.
Yes. MackWeldon.com, they believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. Their website, super easy to navigate, super easy to go on, especially if you're not wearing pants or underwear. You go on
That's
there,
right.
You type some stuff in with your cock.
Yep.
You get in there, you dial it in, you order some underwear, they'll send it to you. The most comfortable shirts, hoodies, sweatpants,
whatever the fuck you want.
Any type of fucking clothes
tuxedo.
For your body.
They got those?
Yeah. They got tuxedos
they
now.
They got fucking hijabs.
Yeah. Niqab. You know, you're trying to go like, Saudi, be a lady.
Gi. You get a gi from Mack Weldon. Yeah.
Hey, I'm gi and I wear gis. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gi as hell.
Yeah.
I'm gi.
So check out MackWeldon.com and use promo code CUMTOWN, capital C, all capital, CUMTOWN, to receive 20% off your order. And if you don't like your underwear, you can go ahead and complain. You'll keep it. They'll refund you. No questions asked.
That's right, bitch.
So that's MackWeldon.com. Use promo code CUMTOWN. Check them out.
Just caress your nuts.
And we're back to my struggle session.
Nah, dude, it's all right.
Yeah.
I think we're probably due for a pretty depressing, because Adam is about to leave, so we're probably going to have another Cumtown classic when we're sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm sad about my foot.
Yeah.
Dude, I was depressed all weekend because I was like vomiting.
I was alone, dude. Just in the. Oh, me
and
Elvis.
We all had a bad weekend.
It was a tough one.
Yeah.
But you know what, guys? We've got.
Have you guys ever been immobilized? Have you ever been forced in your home for extended periods of time?
I got shingles after I told my parents I wanted to be a clown and not a lawyer.
You got shingles?
Yeah. I got so stressed out, I got shingles.
Damn. How long did you have to stay in the home?
I was in bed for like a week.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, it's like chicken pox, but it was on my chest and it like wraps around to your back.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Never an injury
I watched
of
all
any
of
kind?
Mad Men. What?
Never an injury? Nick, do you ever have like anything?
Just the flu. I've never been laid up.
You've never
up.
Been fucked up? Damn.
Never.
You guys ever had surgery?
Just really bad hangovers and shit.
Oh, yes. I used to love that part of a hangover, actually.
Yeah, dude.
Feeling
I used
awful?
To, when I was miserable and I would just lay on the floor of the shower and throw up directly into the drain.
That would rock. I'm serious. Because it's like...
I like having a reason to feel like this.
That exactly. You're I can't help it.
Yeah.
It's the alcohol that's making me feel horrible.
This is why I want to die.
And you're sweating.
Dude. I love that shit.
And you're sweating and the sweat smells like alcohol.
Yeah, sometimes you just drink for the hangover.
Dude, I mean, I eat like that. The best part of eating like shit, I mean, it tastes great. But then like when you just fucking feel like shit and you just have to lay down and it's like your body's slowly shutting down.
This shit sucks. I'm so tired of it. I wish I could just be happy. I just hate this so much.
I know.
And it'll just never end.
Yeah, man, you could go to therapy. I've told you 100 times.
No, that won't do
anything. Maybe the focus is like on happiness is the wrong focus. Maybe no one will ever really
What about
the focus? Yeah, that's the way to think about it.
Tap that happiness. Yeah.
You'll never be happy, and neither will anyone else.
Right?
Maybe no, that's man. The truth. You will be happy. What are you being a bitch for?
Why not?
I feel like I've been getting happier.
If you're never going to be happy, then it doesn't matter if you're not happy.
Oh, that's some fucking dumbass Buddhist shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm Buddhist, dude. I've been learning about Buddha.
People seem to go Buddhist.
I've been smoking that Indonesia, dude.
People seem to go Buddhist and claim it's like a religion. Is it?
What?
Is it? It feels
Did you hear
like
that sentence?
Yeah,
Nick?
People go Buddhist and claim that it's a religion.
Isn't it like
and claim to think that it's a religion.
Just, isn't it just meditating?
Did you hear that
I wish
sentence?
I could be as dumb as Stop.
You could be, dude.
Dude, that's...
Just fucking surrender. Don't think.
Yeah.
Say whatever the fuck comes into your head. The thing is, isn't it more... It's not like as hardcore as being like a fucking Muslim or Catholic or some shit.
Well, nothing's as hardcore as being a Muslim.
Yeah, dude.
You got to get different clothes.
Yeah.
Yep. You got to get chin strap beard.
Yeah.
Well, being an Orthodox Jew,
you got to get different clothes for that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's plenty of.
Thank you to the cum boy who DM'd me that video of that Orthodox guy in a strip club just getting, just the fattest ass just slamming against his cock, getting absolutely destroyed by this stripper. Yeah.
I want to watch an Orthodox
you,
rabbi.
In the East Village at that Schwitz, at the Russian baths, they're Orthodox guys. It's like co-ed, and girls are in bikinis, and then they'll be Orthodox guys like sitting next to girls in bikinis, which they most certainly are not allowed to do.
Hell yeah.
And they'll be sitting there like...
Are they hard?
You can tell that they're like going to go jack off so furiously to it.
That rocks.
But yeah, they all have like terrible, like spindly, awful bodies, and they're like still wearing yarmulkes in the sauna. Yeah, it's really disgusting.
That's fucked up, dude.
One of them was going on a rant once when I was there about how de Blasio is putting socialism into the school textbooks.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Speaking of some good.
You were saying earlier that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, your girlfriend, is already cucked on Israel?
Yo, yeah, so now we are actually officially dating. I've told her to revise her Israel stance.
I'm dating Black Dasha.
Oh, yeah, who is Black Dasha?
I have no idea. Someone sent that to me, and
she looks
perfect.
Yeah. What if we did start dating Black Dasha? How would you feel, Adam?
I'd feel great, dude. I feel like we could be real brothers. If she had siblings, I'd tell you to date them.
Can I date her mom and dad?
Yo, her...
Adam wants to.
That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say.
I saw. Speaking of someone's dad, I watched a Celebrity Family Feud, a clip,
mm-hmm.
and Jeff Dunham's daughter
looks good.
Could get it.
She's a puppet. Mm-hmm. It's Lena Dunham.
She's got it's Lena Dunham. She's got a fucked up jaw. There's like an imperfection there, which I think it's like when you buy when dented cans of soup are cheaper.
Yeah.
I think I could get. And then you know she's rich as hell. Because Jeff Dunham is rich as fuck.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'm going to try and marry Jeff Dunham's daughter.
That other guy, Bill Engvall.
How about Jeff Cumham? Mm-hmm. And the puppets are glued together. He's like, hey, y'all, watch this. I don't even know what he sounds like. He's just fucking
something
an elbow.
Like that, yeah.
Over 80 million tickets sold this year to Jeff Cumham. The man who fucks puppets. Yeah, hey, it's me, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. Please don't fuck my ass. Bad news, Ahmed.
This is for 9/11. Yeah!
Oh, shit. I just got really dizzy.
Damn, maybe you should eat, dude.
Yeah, you haven't eaten for 2 days.
Yeah, not really.
I miss when you used to do this and just... get obsessed with kids getting fucked in the ass by old Jewish men.
This
is
a mania, though. I'm like, man, I fuck.
This
I'm
is like a slowdown.
I'm
I guess.
So tired of not having a normal head.
Dude, go to therapy, man.
Just go to fucking therapy. Yeah.
How many fucking times are we gonna have this conversation? or we could do crime.
I should. I'm probably gonna lose it soon if I don't.
There we go.
Yes,
finally.
Thank you. But your, like, attitude is always like, well, I don't want to find out I've had a broken leg my whole life and then fix it. Because then what about those 30 years of me having a broken leg?
It's kind of like that girl that was cheating on you.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly like that.
It's kind of
the
same
logic. But it's the inverse of that.
The inverse, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, it'd be like if, like, did you cheat on me with John or whatever? And she's like, no, not with John.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been cheating on you for your entire life.
Yeah. Oh, no. Basically, everybody at the GameStop, yeah. Everybody works there.
Everyone you sure. know.
Who would be the funniest person to ever cuck you? Like, who could you never get over?
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of guy would be hilarious if like, your girlfriend... Like, GameStop employee's pretty good. Like, if your manager, whatever, that one guy who shit
yeah,
his
but
pants.
If
I think
she
that
fucks
Roscoe,
like a loser.
Guys.
Roscoe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I was cucked by, like, a loser. It was not,
really?
Like, yeah.
You got
it was one of those situations where it's like, I'm hanging out with this guy to make fun of him.
Oh,
dude, I got
no.
cucked. I got cucked so hard.
Oh, that sucks.
Just, like, the hardest cucking
incredible.
You could imagine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
No, it fucked me up for, like,
yeah,
a long time. Like,
oh, yeah.
years.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you come out of it as, like, somebody that's just really
hard.
Solidified all their defense mechanisms. Mm-hmm.
And you don't trust anyone anymore.
Don't trust anyone.
Never trust a bitch.
Yeah, but I'm a pretty funny guy,
yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah,
I'm pretty good at saying things.
Dude, that's what happened to me in high school. Did I tell you the girl that was my girlfriend, she called me one time, and I tried to do a bit about this, but it would never work, and she called me, and she was like, I accidentally got fingered last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, well.
Phew. Yeah, this girl goes, I blacked out and I woke up and there was condoms everywhere. How funny is that? Don't tell me that. You don't need to tell me there were condoms everywhere.
Yeah, don't make it graphic. Just yeah, say right. I fucked someone. Like, yeah. Poof, I had to ice my pussy down for days after that. There was all sorts of butt plugs.
But I'm telling you, man, because I was doing stand-up at the time, and something like that happens, and you are just a beast.
Yeah.
For like 6 months. It just turns you into like the best comic.
Dude, whenever I've had like,
I remember when you went through the breakup in D.C.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then your stand-up got
yeah,
like.
Yeah, me and you. We were
incredible.
Going through the ringer
yeah.
at the same time.
We both got good at stand-up.
This
like,
is, I can't
level.
Wait for this podcast to just talk, be us talking about how we used to be funny.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Are we old men now?
This kind of.
Yeah. This is a first trick. I mean, look at my foot. My foot popped because I grabbed a rebound in a podcaster's basketball game, dude. I'm going to die soon.
We fucking suck, dude.
I got to exercise more, man. I'm going to kill myself. I need to settle down with
a
nice
should get
girl.
A canoe together and just go out to the middle of a lake.
Just, hell yeah.
Just have a couple of nice cliff bars out in the middle of a lake.
The
three boys.
I love that idea.
I can find you a catfish in the lake and fry it up for you. Just
that'd
feed
be
my
lovely.
Friend Stavros raw catfish.
fuck.
They're so gross looking.
Catfish?
Yeah.
They taste good.
The Charlie Bronson of the sea.
Yeah, they've got mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude, I gotta shower after this. It's gonna be hard, dude.
Right,
I gotta fucking put a bag on my cast.
Yeah.
Broke a mirror today, so I got 7 years bad luck.
Damn.
It is just not my fucking week, dude. I like woke up, I was like, I gotta get something done. I just wanted to hang that medicine cabinet, place it against the fucking wall while I go get like my level, and somehow it just falls.
No.
It fall leaning against the wall, and then I guess it was top heavy or something, but it came off leaning and just fucking smashed
shattered.
The floor. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I know.
7 years. Start the clock.
Yeah.
7 years bad luck. When you turn 36, you'll have regular ass luck again.
Yeah.
Damn, it's going to be fucking gay to be old, man.
Yeah.
Like 7 years from now. That's going to suck dick.
Yeah, for a while I was kind of looking forward to my 30s, but considering like my feelings don't abate, it's like, nah, it'll probably suck too.
Nah, 30s will probably be good. After that, it'll be bad.
No, dude, we're going to be adults, dude. We're going to wear suits every day.
Your 30s have already started, Adam.
I don't know.
Adam, you're 32 years old.
Yeah, we're 30.
Me and Stav are 29-year-old young men.
The youth of the podcast.
We still got some fire in our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about having kids and getting married and shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Ferrari conventions.
Uh-huh.
You know, Monster Energy.
Yep, leather
booth
jackets.
Girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Playing Xbox with my Latino friends.
That's right.
My Geek Squad Latino friends.
Thai import models. Just girls sitting on top of Acuras.
I love Acuras, dude. Catch me in an RS.
Getting really
into
butterfly knives.
Oh, fuck. I watched Face Off recently again.
Such a good movie.
Shit rocks.
Yeah.
You know what? I watched Baywatch too, the Rock one.
The new one with Zac Efron? Was it bad?
How about Dick Off,
movie I've
right?
Ever seen
and he swaps
life.
Dicks. Mm-hmm. With him, dude, and that he's girl, just fucking his wife.
Yep.
That girl with the best tits ever is in that movie. Yo,
oh, yes, she is. Oh, listen, they don't really show him off.
Your sister's in the
movie. Dario, shut up, dude. Shut up. I wasn't talking about my sister.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, she has. I was complimenting her.
My sister's got the second best tits ever, yeah. dude. Shut
nice
up.
Nice pair.
Shut up.
Nice pair on that
gal. Shut the fuck up. You shut up.
He's not lying.
No, no.
Do you recognize that your sister has a nice pair?
No, I don't.
Yes,
I mean, come on, objectively.
If she had strong arms, you would recognize that.
I recognize
my little brother's jacked.
Right.
He's got big arms and thick thighs.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. My sister, when I look at her, her tits are pixelated. Mm. She looks like she's on Cops.
Mm. Sense.
She didn't sign the release.
What about her pussy?
Her face. Yeah, all of her. Pussy. She's
do you
like
recognize
Japanese
that your sister's
porn.
Got just the juiciest little pussy.
Come on, guys.
Just say it tastes good. That's all we're saying,
come
dude.
Come on, guys.
Just saying it's got a sweet little strawberry aftertaste to it.
I was going
to
go
when
melon.
You finish it up, you're like, what is that? Did someone just light a candle? Oh, no. Is that a Glade plug-in? Oh, it's coming from my mouth. Little afterburn on that sweet cooch.
Please leave. She's a much better
smells
person
like
than
fresh
me.
Fresh lavender in here.
Uh-huh.
Mm. She doesn't deserve damn. Any ire from our community that abuses men with small penises on Reddit.
Yeah.
Although we totally started that, so I can't really.
Those threads were so funny. Dude.
They, I mean, it was it, that was. Such
I can't
a
believe
good
they
episode.
Ruined it.
put your face near the mic, man.
Me?
Yeah.
It's
somebody
had
a post that made me laugh because there was someone on our Reddit that was like, anybody else got a pencil dick?
Yeah.
And they were like, where it's real long but thin. We're kind of in this in-between place. Not quite gods, not quite men. Just like they're fallen
they're like
angels. Doomed to walk the earth.
Lucifer
they're
with their
long-ass
yeah,
right. little dicks. Damn, my fucking foot is itching.
I think
fuck
that
cast.
girls say that that's bad, I thought.
A long, skinny cock?
Yeah.
It depends, I guess, if you have a skinny pussy.
I've heard that short, thick is better than long, skinny.
Yeah.
But that
look,
just
there's
been.
So many ways to be unattractive.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Just see all your flaws as a whole and don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Transcend.
That's,
it,
if anything, could be our message to the SDP subreddit.
That's right.
It's not that
it's
you're
not
bad.
It's just your little dick.
Yeah, right.
There's so much more worse.
You're such
about
a bitter
you.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're a bad person. You've
it's,
got a bad personality.
It's such an easy thing to overcome. Yeah. Some people are in fucking wheelchairs. And their dicks don't work at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And they still fuck.
He's like, oh, well, people still have respect for those people in the world. No, they don't. We no, pretend to.
Those guys are under bridges.
We pretend. Like you don't laugh uncontrollably in your car when you mm-hmm. see somebody going up a wheelchair ramp. You say, look at that stupid asshole.
Look at that fucking retard.
Look at that legs retard. Not
that's
able to
physically
go upstairs.
Retarded.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I've as a member, as a new member of the disabled community. I don't
yeah, you are disabled.
That. Shit sucks, dude. I can't even imagine.
You have
what
a
it's
disability.
Like. I want to get a fucking. I want to get a robotic leg.
Bionics.
Nick is straight up having a fucking. You're straight up. About
yeah,
to
I don't feel
out.
Well.
Oh come on, brother,
dude.
You know what? We're gonna have a good hang.
I just
after
drank
this.
That baby food. Some of one of your Pedialytes.
You need to have a good meal, Nick.
I know, but every time I eat, I feel like I want to throw
he
up.
He came over last night at 10 or 11, and I made him dinner because I was so sad. My
cute.
Boy wasn't eating.
That's
I really
cute.
Gotta piss.
Piss in my mouth.
I'll piss in your goddamn mouth.
You can go piss, man.
How many minutes we got?
It's fine. We could do more time.
Why are you leaving?
He's got to piss.
Oh.
You can go piss, man. Go ahead.
Thanks, Doc.
Well, it's time for our movie review corner.
What have you seen recently?
I recently watched the first 20 minutes of the classic What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Ah.
Movie I've seen numerous times.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah. It turns out what's eating him is his mom.
Because she's fat as fuck.
She's fat.
Yeah.
That was the big joke when I was a little kid. I thought that was a Mullen original.
Oh, really?
That the yeah.
You thought you came up with his mom's eating
yeah, yeah.
him?
Is it the mom?
I mean, that's good when you're a little ass kid.
It's funny because it's like I'd mentioned this before, but I Am Sam, Juliette Lewis, or hold on.
Damn, my man's eyes just bulged out and shit.
Sean Penn. And I am Sam.
You're about to die, bro.
No, I'm good.
The fuck?
Sean Penn in I Am Sam is just doing Juliette Lewis in the Other Sister.
The Other Sister, yes.
He's doing her version of a retarded person. Mm-hmm. And that's why both of those movies suck. But there's
what about Leo?
Leo nailed it. He nailed retarded. That was a breakthrough role for him.
Yeah.
And Juliette Lewis is in that movie, and it's like, just do the Leo.
Yes.
Why are you trying to put your own spin on this?
Juliette Lewis, was she ever a good actress?
No, but she was hot.
She was hot.
Yeah.
She was in...
there was something deaf about her face.
Something deaf?
Yeah, she looked like a deaf woman.
Looked the hottest deaf
woman. Yeah, like a hot deaf chick.
I'll fuck a hot deaf lady.
Yeah, I would totally.
Yeah.
Just
can't hear you.
Yeah, she can't
hear you.
Can't hear
you sobbing.
You don't have, yeah.
You turn around and just cry.
Yeah, yeah. That would be perfect.
You don't have to fake being
that's
a tough
always the gayest
man.
Answer when like you're like, would you rather be deaf or blind? And people are like, I could never live without music. Fuck it's like, that. Shut the fuck
music's
up.
So
wait,
overrated.
Whose answer is that to that question?
Whenever people say, deaf is clearly better because you can still see shit, not bump into walls and shit.
Yeah,
and
I would definitely go deaf.
I don't know what I would do without music.
Fuck music, dude. Music sucks.
Did you see that movie, Mr. Holland's Opus?
No.
Where he's
Mr. Holland Oatpiss?
Open.
Mr. Holland.
All right, students, pay attention. Welcome to Holland Oats class. Now watch me drink this piss. He was the greatest professor at Harvard. I don't know what that movie's about.
It's about either. Richard Dreyfuss plays a music teacher, and then his son is born deaf.
How about Richard Dreyfuss? And he's just...
it's for guys.
Guys off.
It's just guys only.
It's Jaws, but they're looking for a guy with a really big dick.
Yeah, Richard Guy's dick.
This storm's great.
The storm is really cool.
It is moody.
I had a friend who I could tell was losing his mind because right after college, he got really into the weather.
Nice.
And he saw, I checked the temperature on my iPhone weather app. He's like, dude, you're using the iPhone weather app? And I was like, yeah. He's like, that's fucking pathetic. He's like, you need to get this app. I paid $11 for it. I get Doppler radar.
Jesus,
I was
really?
Like, that is so gay to get into the weather.
Is it any more accurate?
We were at a hurricane party we had that hurricane in D.C. Mm-hmm. Someone had a party at their house. We were all getting wasted, and he was sitting on the couch alone, looking at his fucking stupid weather app, and looking up and being like, "The storm's beast, dude." That's what Nick was referencing earlier.
Ah, yes.
The storm's beast.
This is kind of nice, dude.
It is nice. I would love a storm. It's a shame we're doing the podcast right now, so I can't just sit in silence and appreciate it. People don't like that. Nope. You got to work 2 hours a week.
Dude, this shit's getting kind of wild.
This storm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to hold a lover.
It really does suck to only have to work 2 hours a week, and then like 30, 40% of the time, you're just terrible at your job.
I don't know. It feels
you just
nice.
Can't fucking do it.
I think the episodes have been okay recently.
Oh, they have, but I mean, there's still days like this.
Yeah. But sometimes, I don't know, maybe sometimes people appreciate us getting real.
No,
you know?
Not
no,
really.
No, I don't think
no.
Sort of.
No, it's a podcast
like
where we say things
like
but it's guys only, and I do parody songs, and
because
I almost say
dick,
the N-word.
You almost
my
say
dick.
The N-word.
Because my dick is in your mouth. What about another parody song?
So yeah. What do you think, Sav, about Donald Trump meeting
treason.
Vladimir
traitor.
Putin?
Traitor.
You think he's a traitor?
Treasonous. Traitor.
My father called me and said it was the worst day since 9/11.
What did they think Trump was going to do?
Then he
about vagina 11.
Yeah. Vagina 11.
Has anyone said that?
Only.
Yeah,
what
it's girls only.
Did two big ass pussies fall from the sky?
Yeah. The terrorists are like, when once we do 9/11, it will be vagina 11.
We'll go to heaven.
We will get so many vaginas.
All the Indian terrorists.
They were all from
Pakistan?
India.
No, they were like, what were they?
They were all like Saudis?
Saudi.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That shit sucks. Imagine having to fucking fly up into a fucking building. That shit would be fucking stupid.
Fun as shit, dude.
Why did those guys do 9/11?
Muhammad Atta? Because they got to go to strip clubs and shit.
You know, right before the plane hit the tower, fucking Muhammad Atta had to have been like, what am I doing?
Yeah, this sucks. Yeah.
You know, like, what is this?
My job sucks,
dude. How did I fucking
get
here?
Yeah. Imagine, it would be so funny if they just were like, nah, fuck this, and just, like, landed it safely somewhere.
Yeah. It's like, I was raised in a desert. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I learned how to shoot guns in a cave, and I just got to fucking, like, fly a fucking plane into a building.
Yeah, dude.
For some rich asshole that's just downloading porn in a mansion.
Yeah, fail, son.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
He was good at hiding.
Sami.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, he's like...
Sandwich Bin Laden.
He's like the mailroom guy of Al-Qaeda.
What's that?
He's like the mailroom guy of Al-Qaeda. The guy that actually
Muhammad
has to fly
Atta?
The plane into the fucking building.
Yeah, the terrorist guy. Have you ever seen that movie Paradise Now?
No.
About the two Palestinian suicide bombers?
No.
It's fucked up. But yeah, it just follows these two guys on the way to going to kill themselves.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's not a documentary.
It's a... No, it's fictional.
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
How about a suck cockumentary?
And it's gays only.
Okay. I like that. No, don't let him finish, Adam. Don't.
No, that's it. That's it, basically. I should go to the zoo and yell at the animals.
You see some fucking jaguar or some shit got loose in a zoo?
Nice.
And he ate like four emus and shit?
Hell sick. Yeah. I saw a peacock the other day.
I don't like
where?
Them.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
They're
usually.
Scary.
They are. There's
they
something that
me
weirds
out.
Me
I don't
out
fuck
about
they
it.
Have
we
willies.
Talked about that before?
No. They like give me like shivers on
Yo,
my
that's
spine.
That's hilarious because I don't fuck with peacocks either.
They're
yeah,
weird.
Yeah. I don't. That's, I've said that to people before and they don't get it.
No, people
no,
think
I'm
they're beautiful.
On.
Yeah, I don't
they're
like
fucking
it.
Dinosaurs, bro. Fuck all
yeah,
birds.
Yeah.
No, there's something eerie about their plume and there's like
it's
just
too big. It's too fucking big.
Yeah, and that noise they make.
I don't like it. Fuck that. I don't like bats either.
So this episode, takeaways. Peacock's bad. Jamie Kilstein? Question mark.
Yeah.
TBD. To be dick suckin'. That's what TBD stands for.
Well, okay, so we're gonna...
What?
We're gonna do more episodes, guys. Don't...
Yeah, the show will go on.
The show will go on.
I mean, it's at a low point right now. Both.
I'll
me and
eat
Nick.
A sandwich at some point.
Yeah,
I'm
you
pretty
know,
hungry.
Stav's
myself.
Foot will feel better.
Hopefully, in 10 days, I'll be walking.
But hey, you know what? You want to hang with the clowns? Sometimes you got to drink their tears. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's really good.
That's good.
Hey, you know, put that on a fucking put that. I want that on a quote to go on my T-shirt.
Go ahead, Lewis. Make that on merch pump.
Yeah.
Just Lewis solemnly looking out a window in black and white.
Yeah, put it in like Juggalo
do that,
type.
Dude. I'm starting to feel like Galaxy Brain is being like. Just flying off the handle at the slightest criticism and being extremely sincere and goth all the time.
Yeah.
Because honestly, what's funnier than a fucking train wreck?
Lewis got mad at, what's her name, that Amy.
What were you going to say?
Louis.
No, anyway. He got mad at who?
Some comic was like, oh, some guy called me a dumb bitch outside Skankfest. He was like, how are you going to use our hashtag and say that?
Well, did he?
She's like, it was a fun festival. I was just saying that someone called me like a...
Yeah.
He's like, don't use our fucking hashtag.
I mean, did she get called a dumb bitch?
LD.
Oh, Eldis.
Oh, what up, beautiful boy.
The ceiling's leaking, bro. The ceiling's
leaking?
Damn.
Oh,
Eldis.
Shit.
My man's out here getting a bucket.
I was going to borrow your car to go to IKEA, but I think I'm going to bail.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's too rainy.
Dude, is it
that.
Time to
come
finally
that,
get Eldis on the pod?
I just smelled my armpit. It made me want to throw up.
Yeah, dude, I've been smelling right.
I smell terrible right now.
I'm about to go sit in the bathtub with the shower on and rub my fucking titties till they're clean.
Yeah, you should just do a 1 foot out bath.
I'm about to.
That's going
to
be nice.
Oh, fuck. It's going to be such a chore.
Draw painting. Yourself a bath. Put some oils in there.
Some lavender.
Ooh, boy.
Some essential oils.
I don't like bathing, like in a bath, though. It's gross.
Yeah, but what are you going to do, man?
The water gets nasty.
Shower, sitting down shower. That's what I'm going to do.
Chair shower, like an old person.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Fuck, dude. I don't want to bathe.
So don't bathe.
No, I have to.
I'm done with bathing.
I have company coming over.
Oh, yeah? You're going to try and smash?
No, not. Don't put it so crudely, Nicholas.
I can't hear you anymore.
With a woman.
I can't
Nick's
hear
hearing is gone now.
That'd be so funny if you went deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be hilarious. We have to sign the podcast.
You just have to pretend like my impressions are good.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, everybody. Hey, who remembers Donald Trump?
That's a good Trump, buddy.
Good job, Nick.
Nice. Yeah.
Do Buscemi next.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Pretty good. Pretty fucking good.
Thanks. Well, you know, some of them are just going to be rough, fellas.
Yep.
You gotta
we're up against a lot right now, but we're going to come out of it with harder dicks than we started.
The most important thing is that we're...
It's nice that all three of us are at a low point.
Yeah, that is nice.
It's good when I sync up with my boys because, you know, ultimately this podcast,
like our periods.
It's about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're seeing right now... is us at our low point. Nobody's bullying Adam. He was probably the funniest one on this episode this time around.
I don't know about that.
Well, that being said, it was one of the worst episodes we've ever done.
That's true.
But you were the funniest you've ever been.
Yeah.
All I'll say that we're going to come out of this stronger together, like Hillary Clinton said. Mm-hmm.
And I know we say that. I know that these moments are becoming more and more frequent. That every 2 weeks now we have an episode that's a low point.
And now it's every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. But, you know, I truly in my heart don't believe that things have a shelf life. I think that things become good and they stay that way forever.
Yep.
And the bottom can never fall out.
Bro, this is the only actual bad one, though. The other ones, it's just being in your head.
Yeah, well, if you think it's bad, that means it's fucking awful.
We're sad, dude.
Whatever. Subscribe to the fucking Patreon and listen to This Weekends. That was a great episode.
This Weekends episode was one of the best.
and here's the thing, too, because you're not going to be able to get the premium stolen anymore because that fucking Reddit's going to get shut down thanks to all those idiots brigading and harassing those poor small dick men.
I have no choice.
Wait, they were harassing the small dick?
They were
dick
fucking harassing them, dude. They were going on there being like, you should fucking kill yourself.
No. That's so
and it's
come
like, of course
on,
they
guys.
Should. Why are you saying it?
Just tell me that. Don't tell the small dick guys. I deserve it at
Adam
least.
Adam can handle it.
I can't really handle
hurt
it.
Hurt me. Do me instead.
Do me.
I can barely handle it.
I can't really handle it. I get really sad.
Yeah.
It hurts my feelings.
Oh, fuck. Well, guys, if you want to watch this live and you're in Baltimore, August 12th, Autobar. We've already sold, I think, like 50 tickets, so keep buying those motherfuckers.
Funny Moms is Monday the 23rd.
Caroline's 9, 10, and 11. I guarantee you, because I am a professional comedian and I should be taking comedy seriously, I will have new shit for that show.
Will it
be good? Probably not. I barely remember how to be funny.
Go see Nick.
Please come.
He'll probably 9, do 10, his... 11.
Please help me remember how to do comedy.
His Winter Olympics figure skating Chinese chunk.
Oh, God.
That's a good joke.
I was happy with that.
It's a good joke.
I thought that was a fun joke.
Yeah, no, it was just, it was topical.
Damn, dude.
Fuck.
Adam's sneaking in shots now.
I should.
When you're at your lowest.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done it.
You kick a man when he's down. I don't even care, dude.
It is a good joke. Very funny.
I don't even care.
So, yes, that I will be, that same weekend, I will be in Charlottesville. At the Southern on the 17th.
Ooh, stop.
I will be. I'm there in town for some meetings, and I figured I'd do a show while
I'm
there.
He's going to be wearing an Under Armour polo shirt and some Dockers.
I will. And then on the 18th, I'm back in Baltimore at Suspended Brewery doing an hour myself. And then I will be at Philly, Good Comedy Club, Good Comedy Theater on the 19th. So it's a little run there. And then, yeah, I have a lot of shit coming up. But also, come see us in Cleveland and Boston, the Cleveland-Boston tour. Cleveland the 2nd, we are at Hilarities as part of the Accidental Comedy Festival. And in Boston, we are in the Boston Podcast Festival at Laugh Boston on the 3rd.
Those is it the podcast festival or the comedy festival?
I don't fucking know. Who cares? But just buy tickets. Those are both up. Please come see
us,
guys.
And if you're in New York this Monday, Funny Moms, as always, Ed, come on, everybody. We'll all three boys will be there looking good. I'll be tan from the beach of North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
And then I've got more dates coming up that I'm working on. Nothing to announce formally yet, but I think I'm going to be in New Orleans and Chicago and maybe LA in September. So come say what's up, everybody.
There you go, Stavi Worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Detroit in September. All right, guys. Well, thanks. We're going to try not to kill ourselves. Bye.